Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I watched this guy, honestly, I was just saying to Mafia, this guy's been on, I think he's been on every television show ever. I mean, he has been doing shows, and he's been on so many kick-ass shows and so many movies. Like, I never knew how deep his, you know, repertoire was of acting, because I knew that he was, like, a comedian, and then I guess I probably started watching him. You know, I've seen him in a million things, but where he started getting huge was Star Troopers and all this other stuff, right? But I can't even fathom when I looked at his rap sheet. I mean, my God, if this guy was a criminal, he'd be doing federal time at Leavenworth. He's done so many TV and movies. I mean, this guy is an absolute badass. I said earlier on the show, Will Sasso, that I thought, and I didn't even, I didn't put two and two together when I was watching the movie. I thought, because I didn't know your name. I just knew of you as an actor doing all these roles. And when I saw you in the movie, I'm like, I've seen this guy do 5 million roles. And then when I watched the movie, I said to these guys when I started the show tonight, you stole that movie, bro. You were the best in that movie. Hands down, you made that movie kick ass. Your role as that Baba and being a freak and a gambling addict and a junkie and doing drugs and drinking and lying to your wife. I mean, you were just brilliant in it. It was badass. Good job.
Oh, thanks. Hey, there's no I in team, but thanks for the kind words, right?
Cheers. I mean, honestly, you were a blast in that movie. I thought some of your, because I'm on this, you know, family-rated show here, Rated G, the Vatican Network. But honestly, some of your meltdowns in that movie and your language was just epic. Like, when I was on Howard Stern, I would have loved to have interviewed you, because some of the filthy language that flew out of your mouth in that movie when you were mad and when you were angry about things that weren't going your way, I thought were great.
Oh, cheers. Well, that's all our incredible writer, Andy Callahan, who you know, wrote an amazing script, and it was a lot of fun to get to say, you know, all those filthy, among other words.
I mean, you, I thought, what was the guy's name that played Tommy? The guy that got all the leg, he got a lot of chicks. I thought that chick that he was sleeping with was kind of hot, too, in the movie.
That's Scott Wolf, yeah, and that's Lindsay Morgan.
I thought he was great. I thought he played a perfect guy from Philly, from Delaware County. I used to live there.
Yeah.
I mean, every guy I knew that lived in Delaware County, honestly, every guy I knew had a bookie or a gambling problem.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is true.
Yeah, Scott's actually from, I don't know. He's from somewhere in New Jersey, but, you know, he's familiar with that whole area and grew up like 15 minutes from where we shot the film. So, yeah, he was definitely in his element, and I believe it shows. He was fantastic.
What did you think, Will Sasso with us, the great comedian and actor, what did you think of this story of this rogue ref, Tim Donaghy, who we've, you know, talked about on this show for years with what he did, that all you guys ended up, you know, going to jail and everything. In real life, this was a real story. It had to be pretty cool to do the movie and to play those characters. Was that not cool for you?
Absolutely. I mean, when I read the script, you know, again, every time I see Andy Callahan through this process of the film coming out and stuff, I thank him again for his incredible script and for just being able to be a part of it. But yeah, when you get to, you know, do something based on a true story, it always, it raises the level of excitement, definitely. And with this story in particular, it was a lot of fun to be, you know, on the inside trying to recreate what happened with these guys. 'Cause it's quite a risky, you know, a very risky venture they went into.
I thought it was fun how they made the movie where you guys, and it's exactly, trust me when I tell you, because I used to do it. Like, I used to get the drop on Tuesdays, you know, and the...
Oh, really?
Well, sure. I mean, back in the day, there was no sports books in, you know, Philly, and they didn't even have them in Atlantic City. Everyone in Philly goes to Atlantic City to gamble, but there's no sports betting there. Now there is, but back in the day, there wasn't. So everyone in Philly has a bookie. Everyone in New York has a bookie. And so you'd always have the pickup day or drop day, right? And I thought it was cool how you guys actually recreated the... You know, driving around all over, ending up in some field in the middle of nowhere, dropping bags of money, because it's exactly what happens.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And you sort of, you know, you read the script and you go, what's this going to look like? Randall Battenkoff, the director, you know, just did an incredible job with this film, especially with the amount of days we had to shoot it. And yeah, it was great. You know, it's sort of like all over the place, opening up hoagie foil, and there's money in there, and there's money in everything. A lot of prop money on this movie.
Well, that's exactly what would have happened. So when I was in college, right, I went to Indiana University, and there was a bookie in town, and he literally ran a sports store, right? So everyone would go in to buy their tennis rackets and their, you know, tennis and basketball shoes and their soccer cleats and, you know, get Johnny a ball and little Cindy her pom-poms. But in the back of the room, the guy had a board up on the wall, and he was rolling in about 100,000 worth of gambling numbers, and it was the craziest thing you ever saw. If you walked around the back, the guy was running a bookie. He was running a shop, and it was crazy. Just like the deli where you guys got the sandwiches filled with money. That was great.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, that was that was a fun element.
Well, whoever wrote that and figured out all this stuff that you're telling me, these people, whoever did it knew something, because it was really brilliantly put together, exactly how that life goes of a person involved in that kind of crime and that kind of lifestyle. It's crazy. The paranoia, the drinking, the drugs, the stress. Like, when you were watching those games and screaming at your kids and your wife and telling them to shut up, that was awesome, dude. You were great.
Oh, thanks, Merton. Thanks very much, man. Well, you know, look, the makers of the movie, you know, paid a lot of attention to make sure that they get it right. And Randall Battenkoff and the rest of his team, Mike Pierce, Paul Martino, they were constantly, you know, reaching out to all sorts of weirdos on the inside, just literally with regard to how things should sound, how everything. You know, outside of the research, of course, that Andy Callahan, the writer, did to write the script, there was always an attention to detail throughout the film, even to the minute level, you know, where I got to say this stuff. We were all really, you know, we're pretty detail-oriented about absolutely everything.
Were you surprised that guy, Tim Donaghy, is still, like, he still gets around and, like, does, like, you know, radio shows and TV shows? Yeah. They always are asking him about NBA games. I find that kind of freaky that they still go to him and use him for stuff after he was involved in this, you know, federal crime, and that he went and did, you know, prison time, and that he's still, like, got a name in the sport is crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, Tim is a ref and was a great ref. And here he is. He made what he would absolutely refer to as a mistake, and things snowballed. And see the film if you want to know what I'm talking about. But, you know, Tim's a guy who, I mean, who better to have on a show than Tim, who can not just outline, you know, how they make the sausage as far as the NBA refs go, but also how they do things wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's a very open guy. And, time heals all wounds. I won't speak for him, obviously, but, you know, those three guys, they went through a lot of stuff. And Tim coming out the other side, now it's been over 10 years. It's,
Was he
I find that very amazing.
Was he on the set helping do the movie?
No. Tim did show up as far as, you know, the process of the film. Closer to release now, and he's been running around doing all sorts of radio and all sorts of media outlets helping to promote the film. It's very interesting, at least him and Tommy Martino, the real life Tommy Martino. They still have a relationship as friends. And this story is based on the life rights of Tommy Martino. And his real life cousin, Paul Martino, put this together. Without Paul, there would be no movie. And Tommy, this is based on, you know, Tommy's story. So Tommy was there the whole time,
right?
In and out, but there from beginning to end, and is of course very involved with the movie.
What do you, it really is crazy. You're this huge wrestling fan, and you've done Raw and you've done WWE stuff. What was that, the fascination for you as a kid? Like, I used to sit around and smoke bongs and eat Doritos and watch wrestling and, like, Bruno Sammartino. I mean, every Saturday my dad said, you're worthless. And I go, I am. And I'm smoking tons of reefer and I'm watching wrestling and you suck. And then that's what I would say to him. And I literally, that's how I started watching wrestling. I'm like, he used to tell me, what are you doing with your life? I'm like, I'm just smoking weed and watching wrestling and you suck.
That's a perfect way to rebel. And the Doritos, that's the go-to move, absolutely. I will say, I think smoking weed probably makes wrestling a whole lot more interesting, or at least, you know, more of an emotional experience, because then you'll buy either that it's 100% real or be extremely impressed with this violent dance that these, you know, actor/athletes are doing. Sure, I could talk up wrestling as an art form. How long you got? Yeah, I still watch wrestling.
Do you love playing Curly in these Three Stooges movies? That you play that down to a T. You got that thing down to a science. Nice job there too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
When your career, you started, I mean, you were doing comedy and everything, and you were doing Mad TV and everything else. But when I look back at your career, I mean, it is crazy. I mean, you have been on a hell of a run here since like 90, like literally 1990. Can you believe how many shows you've done and how many acting gigs you've won? Because that's really what it is. It's a lottery. You got to go audition and get the gigs. It's no joke.
Yeah. No, I've been extremely fortunate to be able to do what I'm really passionate about. And, you know, what can you say? I mean, I like to think that I, you know, whatever, work hard and stuff. Hey, actors, they got to get out there and pound the pavement just like anybody else with what they do. Of course, our schedule is weird. Life out here in Los Angeles is nutty when you're younger and right. You're trying to navigate and keep your head together and all that stuff. But hey, look, I've been extremely fortunate. And also, I've been with the same manager for almost 25 years. And without her, you know, I would have been done long ago. So you know, I've been very fortunate with the people that I've worked with, and, you know, that have kept me around.
Listen, you're brilliant in this movie, Inside Game. Everybody go check it out. It's a Tim Donahue story. I know you got a lot of other projects. United We Fall. You've been making movies, Boss Level, Irresistible. You're crazy. Your schedule must be insane. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on CBS Sports Radio tonight and talk about Inside Game. I thought you were excellent in it. You really knocked it out of the park. I enjoyed it. I thought your acting was absolutely kick-ass. Nice job. Thanks for coming on the bench, brother. It's good to meet you a little bit.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right, Will Sasso, the star of Inside Game, the Tim Donahue scandal movie, in theaters now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.